Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Since we have such a tight schedule, we'll go ahead and get started right on time. I'm Kate Gooden from the Maricopa County Department of Public Health in Arizona, and I'll be moderating this session. Our first speaker is Patrick Prado from the Washington State Health Department, and he's going to be talking about informatics tools and methods for streamlining manual business processes, lessons learned from the implementation of the new Washington State Disease Reporting System. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you. Just sort of a general outline for my presentation. I'll be going through some backgrounds, my method for choosing informatics problems to solve, an identification of business processes, which use the method, and an implementation of the actual informatics solutions. So for backgrounds, with our new system implementation of WDRS, gave us opportunities to reevaluate business processes and practices around health information and sharing. It gives us an opportunity to have everyone at the table, from our state epidemiologists to our subject matter experts to even local health jurisdictions. So this gives us a big opportunity to decrease workload, decrease duplicate data entry, and decrease the amount of repetitive tasks so that our EPIs can actually focus on EPI. In terms of my method, I use three criteria in order to try and find a sweet spot for picking these problems that might need informatics solutions. So one, does an already developed extensible solution already exist? Two, can the solution work within our IT infrastructure? And three, what amount of workload can the solution actually save? So for our identified business processes, we identified two, which is kind of in this realm of double data entry. One was our investigation outbreak information was collected on paper forms, then faxed to us and re-entered into our DOH databases. And two, our manual entry of faxed lab reports into our surveillance system, which comes from an EHR, which is then faxed to us and then put back into our surveillance systems, all manually and all resource intensive. And just as a side note, WDRS accepts lineless imports for case creation, so the ultimate end of the solution should be able to give us a line list for easy digestion into WDRS. The second was clinical and risk factor data harmonization. So as part of this whole process, we're going to be putting all our communicable diseases into WDRS, so we wanted to share variables in order to streamline reporting and future data analysis for multiple conditions. This involved manual matching of similar terms. I give some examples on the right. Some things that might be exact matches, other things which might be inexact matches because of the different terminologies that we use to describe the same symptoms or clinical descriptions. For the first solution, there's an Adobe PDF form that you can actually just ingest an actual data form and have it spit out sort of this online fillable PDF form. Then you could do some basic cleanup in order to get all of these data entry fields right. Then you can layer on top of that some JavaScript in order to automatically do date calculations. And here I put here like 10 lines of code in order to give us the symptom watch dates from just one exposure date. And here's an example of that. So when you enter a date into this Adobe PDF form, it'll automatically calculate the symptom watch dates as highlighted in orange. And then in green, you can actually just copy those dates over again. So you don't have to repeatedly type these dates into the system. And then it's a simple function in order to just merge the data files into a spreadsheet for all the data files that you get, and then spit it out into a line list for ingestions WDRS. The second solution was for the faxed lab report forms. Using R, you can actually get the PDF form in XPDF, get a picture representation of that form, and then using Tesseract OCR, which is optical character recognition, it's developed by Google and widely regarded as one of the best implementations of the software. You can actually convert that PDF into text. So then simply just from that text, you can use R again to format that data, format those headers, and then transpose that information into a line list in order to digest that information to WDRS again. The third solution was for data harmonization. Anybody that's had basic SQL training knows that you can do SQL table joins, and you can actually just use it for exact term matches, which I've done plenty of for diseases, and these only do exact term matches. And then it can output a table for non-matches as well. In order to get like term matches, which are inexact, but might refer to the same clinical description, I use UMLS, their meta thesaurus, in order to get all the separate descriptions that refer to the similar concept. So for example, heart attack pulls up myocardial infarction, pulls up cardiac infarction, and all the other related terms. So in conclusion, useful extensible solutions are readily available, only needing recognition of potential problems and solutions to be implemented. And regular intervals of these business process assessments might bring out more informatics solutions to support day-to-day work. Thanks.